The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants You to Know. By Tracy Hotchner. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants You to Know by Tracy Hotchner is a comprehensive guide for dog owners. It covers all aspects of owning and caring for a dog, from selecting the right breed to providing proper nutrition and training. The book also provides advice on how to handle common behavioral issues such as barking, digging, chewing, and aggression. Additionally, it offers tips on grooming and health care as well as information about canine sports and activities. The first section of the book focuses on choosing the right breed for your lifestyle. It includes detailed descriptions of various breeds along with their characteristics so that readers can make an informed decision when selecting a pet. The second section discusses basic care needs such as feeding schedules, exercise requirements, potty training techniques, socialization strategies, and more. The third section covers behavior problems in detail, including how to recognize them early on before they become serious issues. This section also provides solutions for dealing with these behaviors using positive reinforcement methods rather than punishment or dominance-based approaches. Finally, the fourth section contains information about canine sports such as agility trials and flyball competitions, along with other fun activities like hiking or swimming. Overall, this book is an invaluable resource for any dog owner looking to provide their pet with the best possible care while still having fun together. With its comprehensive coverage of all aspects related to owning a dog, it's sure to be helpful no matter what stage you are at in your journey together. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Proper nutrition. Feeding your dog a balanced diet is essential for their health and well-being. A diet of high-quality food, tailored to your dog's age, size, and activity level, will help them stay healthy and happy. Main idea number 2. Exercise. Regular exercise is important for your dog's physical and mental health. Exercise helps to keep your dog's muscles and joints strong, and can help to reduce stress and anxiety. Main idea number 3. Training. Training your dog is essential for a happy and healthy relationship. Training helps to build trust and understanding between you and your dog, and can help to prevent problem behaviors. Main idea number 4. Grooming. Grooming your dog regularly is important for their health and appearance. Regular brushing and bathing can help to keep your dog's coat and skin healthy, and can help to reduce shedding. Main idea number 5. Socialization. Socializing your dog is important for their mental and emotional health. Introducing your dog to new people and environments can help to reduce fear and anxiety, and can help to prevent problem behaviors. Main idea number 6. Health care. Providing your dog with regular veterinary care is essential for their health and well-being. Regular checkups and vaccinations can help to prevent illness and disease, and can help to keep your dog healthy and happy. Main idea number 7. Safety. Keeping your dog safe is essential for their health and well-being. Providing a secure environment and teaching your dog basic safety rules can help to keep them safe from harm. Main idea number 8. Mental stimulation. Providing your dog with mental stimulation is important for their mental and emotional health. Activities such as puzzle toys, training, and play can help to keep your dog's mind active and engaged. Main idea number 9. Separation anxiety. Separation anxiety can be a problem for some dogs. Understanding the causes of separation anxiety and providing your dog with a safe and secure environment can help to reduce stress and anxiety. Main idea number 10. Barking. Barking can be a problem for some dogs. Understanding the causes of barking and providing your dog with appropriate outlets for their energy can help to reduce excessive barking. Main idea number 11. Chewing. Chewing can be a problem for some dogs. Understanding the causes of chewing and providing your dog with appropriate chew toys can help to reduce destructive chewing. Main idea number 12. Digging. Digging can be a problem for some dogs. Understanding the causes of digging and providing your dog with appropriate outlets for their energy can help to reduce excessive digging. Main idea number 13. Aggression. Aggression can be a problem for some dogs. Understanding the causes of aggression and providing your dog with appropriate outlets for their energy can help to reduce aggressive behaviors. Main idea number 14. Travel. Traveling with your dog can be a fun and rewarding experience. Understanding the safety and health concerns associated with traveling with your dog and providing them with a comfortable and secure environment can help to make the experience enjoyable for both you and your dog. Main idea number 15. First aid. Knowing basic first aid for your dog is essential for their health and well-being. Knowing how to recognize and respond to common medical emergencies can help to keep your dog safe and healthy. Main idea number 16. Puppy care. Caring for a puppy is a big responsibility. Understanding the needs of puppies and providing them with a safe and secure environment can help to ensure that your puppy grows up to be a happy and healthy dog. Main idea number 17. Senior care. Caring for a senior dog is a big responsibility. Understanding the needs of senior dogs and providing them with a comfortable and secure environment can help to ensure that your senior dog stays healthy and happy. Main idea number 18. Breeds. Understanding the different breeds of dogs is important for choosing the right dog for you. Knowing the characteristics of different breeds can help you to choose a dog that is best suited to your lifestyle and needs. Main idea number 19. Adoption. Adopting a dog can be a rewarding experience. Understanding the needs of adopted dogs and providing them with a safe and secure environment can help to ensure that your adopted dog is happy and healthy. Main idea number 20. Responsible ownership. Being a responsible dog owner is essential for your dog's health and well-being. Understanding the needs of your dog and providing them with a safe and secure environment can help to ensure that your dog is happy and healthy. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Proper nutrition is essential for your dog's health and well-being. A balanced diet of high-quality food, tailored to your dog's age, size, and activity level will help them stay healthy and happy. It is important to choose a food that meets the nutritional needs of your pet based on their individual characteristics such as breed, age, weight, lifestyle, and any medical conditions they may have. You should also consider the type of ingredients used in the food you select. Look for foods with natural sources of protein like chicken or fish, as well as whole grains like brown rice or oats. In addition to providing a nutritionally complete diet for your pup, it is also important to ensure that they are getting enough exercise. Regular physical activity helps keep dogs fit both physically and mentally, which can lead to improved overall health. Exercise can be anything from going on walks around the neighborhood or playing fetch in the backyard, whatever works best for you and your pup. Finally, make sure you are monitoring how much food you give them each day so that they don't become overweight or underweight due to overfeeding or underfeeding, respectively. If you're ever unsure about what kind of diet would be best suited for your pet, then consult with a veterinarian who can provide more specific advice. Main idea number 2. Regular exercise is essential for your dog's overall health and well-being. Not only does it help to keep their muscles and joints strong, but it can also reduce stress and anxiety levels. Exercise helps to stimulate the mind, providing mental stimulation that can help prevent boredom-related behaviors such as destructive chewing or excessive barking. There are many ways you can provide your pup with regular exercise. Taking them on daily walks is a great way to get them out of the house and explore new sights, smells, and sounds. You could also try playing fetch in the backyard or taking them swimming at a local lake or beach. If you have multiple dogs, consider setting up an agility course in your yard so they can practice jumping over hurdles or weaving through poles. No matter what type of activity you choose for your pup, make sure that it's something they enjoy doing. This will ensure that they look forward to exercising each day instead of dreading it. Main idea number 3. Training your dog is essential for a happy and healthy relationship. It helps to create an understanding between you and your pet, so that they know what is expected of them in different situations. Training can also help to prevent problem behaviors from developing, as it teaches dogs how to respond appropriately when faced with certain triggers or stimuli. When training your dog, it's important to be consistent and patient. Start by teaching basic commands such as sit, stay, come, down, etc., then move on to more complex tasks like walking on a leash or playing fetch. Positive reinforcement techniques are often the most effective way of teaching new behaviors. Reward good behavior with treats or praise rather than punishing bad behavior. It's also important to remember that all dogs learn at their own pace. Some may pick up new skills quickly while others may take longer, so don't get frustrated if progress isn't immediate. With patience and consistency, you'll soon have a well-trained pup who loves spending time with you. Main idea number 4. Grooming your dog is an important part of keeping them healthy and looking their best. Regular brushing helps to remove dirt, debris, and dead hair from the coat while also stimulating natural oils that help keep it shiny and soft. Bathing can help to reduce shedding by removing loose fur before it has a chance to spread around the house. Additionally, regular grooming sessions are a great opportunity for you to check your pup over for any signs of skin irritation or parasites. When grooming your dog, be sure to use products specifically designed for canine use, as human shampoos may contain ingredients that could irritate their skin. Also, make sure you have all the necessary tools on hand, such as brushes, combs, clippers, if needed, shampoo and conditioner. If possible, try to groom in an area with good ventilation so that fumes from aerosol sprays don't linger too long. Finally, remember that grooming should be a positive experience for both you and your pup. Take time during each session to give lots of praise and treats so they look forward to being groomed in the future. Main idea number 5. Socialization is an important part of owning a dog. It helps to ensure that your pet is comfortable in different environments and around new people, which can help to reduce fear and anxiety. Socializing your pup also helps to prevent problem behaviors from developing, such as aggression or shyness. When socializing your dog, it's important to start early and introduce them slowly to new experiences. Start by introducing them to family members and friends in the home before taking them out into public places like parks or stores. Make sure you reward good behavior with treats or praise so they learn what kind of behavior is expected of them. It's also important not to overwhelm your pup when introducing them to something new. Take things slow and give plenty of breaks if needed. If at any point they seem scared or uncomfortable, back off until they are more relaxed before continuing on with the introduction process. By properly socializing your pup, you can help ensure that they grow up happy and healthy. Main idea number 6. Providing your dog with regular veterinary care is essential for their health and well-being. Regular checkups can help to detect any potential illnesses or diseases early on, allowing you to take the necessary steps to treat them before they become more serious. Vaccinations are also important in helping to protect your dog from common illnesses and diseases, as well as protecting other animals that may come into contact with them. In addition to regular checkups and vaccinations, it's important that you provide your dog with a balanced diet and plenty of exercise. A healthy diet will ensure that they get all the nutrients they need for optimal health, while exercise helps keep their muscles strong and joints flexible. It's also important to make sure that your pet has access to clean water at all times. Finally, if you notice any changes in behavior or physical appearance in your pet, be sure to bring them into the vet right away so they can be checked out. Early detection of illness or disease is key when it comes to keeping your pet healthy. Main idea number 7. Safety is an important part of being a responsible pet owner. Keeping your dog safe means providing them with a secure environment and teaching them basic safety rules. This includes making sure they are properly restrained when outside, that they don't wander off or get into dangerous situations, and that they know how to respond in emergency situations. It's also important to make sure your home is safe for your pup. Make sure all hazardous materials are out of reach, keep electrical cords tucked away, and use childproof locks on cabinets if necessary. Additionally, be aware of any potential hazards in the yard, such as sharp objects or poisonous plants. Finally, it's essential to provide regular veterinary care for your dog so you can catch any health issues early on before they become serious problems. Regular checkups will help ensure that your pup stays healthy and happy for years to come. Main idea number 8. Mental stimulation is an important part of keeping your dog healthy and happy. Providing activities such as puzzle toys, training, and play can help to keep your dog's mind active and engaged. Puzzle toys are a great way to give your pup mental stimulation while also providing them with physical exercise. Training is another great way to provide mental stimulation for your pup. Teaching them new commands or tricks will help keep their minds sharp and focused. Finally, playing with your pup is one of the best ways to provide both physical and mental stimulation. It helps build trust between you two while also giving them something fun to do. The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants You to Know by Tracy Hotchner, provides more information on how you can provide mental stimulation for your pup in order to ensure they stay mentally healthy. It covers topics such as different types of puzzles that are available, tips on how to train effectively, ideas for games that you can play together, and much more. With this book at hand, you'll have all the tools necessary for providing the best possible care for your furry friend. Main idea number 9. Separation anxiety can be a difficult problem for some dogs. It is important to understand the causes of separation anxiety in order to provide your dog with the best environment possible and reduce their stress and anxiety. Separation anxiety occurs when a dog feels anxious or distressed when separated from its owner or other people it has formed an attachment to. This can manifest itself in different ways, such as barking, howling, destructive behavior, urinating/defecating indoors, pacing or trying to escape. The most common cause of separation anxiety is lack of socialization during puppyhood. Puppies that are not exposed to new environments and people may become overly attached to their owners and experience distress when they are away from them. Other potential causes include changes in routine, such as moving house, changes in family dynamics, such as a new baby, or medical issues. In order to help reduce your dog's separation anxiety, it is important that you create a safe and secure environment for them while you are away. This could involve providing toys for distraction, leaving music on low volume so they don't feel alone, using calming scents like lavender oil around the home, or providing comfortable bedding where they can relax. It is also important that you give your dog plenty of exercise before leaving them alone so that they have used up some energy, which will help keep them calm while you are gone. Additionally, spending time training your pup basic commands such as sit and stay will help build trust between yourself and your pet, which should make being apart easier. Main idea number 10. Barking is a natural behavior for dogs, but it can become excessive and disruptive. Understanding the causes of barking can help you to better manage your dog's behavior. Common reasons why dogs bark include boredom, fear, anxiety, excitement, or attention seeking. If your dog is barking excessively due to boredom or lack of exercise, providing them with more physical activity and mental stimulation can help reduce their need to vocalize. If your dog barks out of fear or anxiety, it may be helpful to consult an animal behaviorist who can provide guidance on how best to address these issues. Additionally, teaching basic obedience commands such as sit and stay will give your pup something else to focus on when they feel anxious or overwhelmed. Finally, if your pup is simply seeking attention by barking excessively, then ignoring the behavior, not rewarding it, while providing positive reinforcement for quiet behaviors will help teach them that being quiet gets them what they want. Main idea number 11. Chewing is a common problem for many dogs, and it can be frustrating for pet owners. Chewing can be caused by boredom, teething, or even anxiety. It's important to understand the cause of your dog's chewing in order to provide them with appropriate chew toys that will help reduce destructive behavior. Providing your pup with plenty of safe chew toys is key to helping them manage their chewing habits. Look for durable rubber or nylon toys that are designed specifically for aggressive chewers. You may also want to consider providing edible chews such as rawhide bones or bully sticks, which can help keep your pup occupied while satisfying their need to chew. It's also important to make sure you're providing enough mental stimulation and exercise for your pup so they don't become bored and resort to destructive behaviors like chewing furniture or other items around the house. Take time each day to play games with your dog, go on walks together, and give them plenty of attention. Main idea number 12. Digging is a natural behavior for dogs, and can be caused by a variety of factors. Some dogs may dig out of boredom or to find something interesting, others may do it as an instinctive response to the environment around them. It's important to understand why your dog is digging in order to address the issue effectively. If your dog is digging due to boredom, providing them with plenty of mental stimulation and physical exercise can help reduce their need for this activity. Taking your pup on regular walks, playing interactive games such as fetch or tug-of-war, and teaching them new tricks are all great ways to keep their minds active and engaged. Additionally, making sure they have access to toys that will keep them entertained when you're not home can also help prevent excessive digging. In some cases, dogs may dig because they feel anxious or stressed about something in their environment. If this is the case with your pup, it's important that you identify what might be causing these feelings so that you can work on addressing the underlying issue. This could include anything from loud noises outside or changes in routine within the household. Finally, if none of these solutions seem effective at reducing your pup's digging habits, then consulting a professional trainer or animal behaviorist may be necessary. They will be able to provide more tailored advice based on understanding both you and your pet's individual needs. Main idea number 13. Aggression is a serious problem for some dogs, and can manifest in many different ways. It can be directed towards other animals or people, or even objects. Aggressive behaviors may include growling, barking, lunging, snapping, and biting. In order to reduce aggressive behavior in your dog, it is important to understand the underlying causes of aggression. In most cases, aggression stems from fear or anxiety. Dogs that are not properly socialized may become fearful of unfamiliar situations and people, which can lead to aggressive outbursts when they feel threatened. Other common triggers for aggression include territoriality, possessiveness over food or toys, and frustration due to lack of exercise. Providing your dog with appropriate outlets for their energy is key in reducing aggressive behaviors. Regular walks and playtime will help keep them physically fit as well as mentally stimulated so they don't become bored or frustrated, which could lead to destructive behavior such as chewing furniture or digging holes in the yard. It is also important to provide positive reinforcement when your dog displays good behavior instead of punishing them for bad behavior. This will help reinforce desirable behaviors while discouraging undesirable ones. Main idea number 14. Traveling with your dog can be a great way to bond and explore the world together. Before you hit the road, however, it's important to consider safety and health concerns associated with traveling with your pup. Make sure that your pet is up to date on all vaccinations and has an ID tag in case they get lost or separated from you during the trip. Additionally, research any laws or regulations regarding pets at your destination before leaving home. When packing for the journey, bring along items such as food bowls, toys, treats, bedding, and other supplies that will make them feel comfortable in their new environment. If possible, try to stick to their regular routine while away from home so they don't become too stressed out by changes in their surroundings. Finally, if you plan on flying with your pet, make sure that airlines have policies allowing animals on board. By taking these precautions into account when planning a trip with your furry friend, you can ensure that both of you have a safe and enjoyable experience. Main idea number 15. Having basic first aid knowledge for your dog is an important part of being a responsible pet owner. Knowing how to recognize and respond to common medical emergencies can help you provide the best care possible for your pup. It's essential that you understand the signs of distress in dogs, as well as what steps to take if they become injured or ill. The most important thing when it comes to providing first aid for your dog is knowing when and how to act quickly. If you notice any sudden changes in behavior or physical symptoms, such as vomiting, diarrhea, difficulty breathing, or excessive panting, seek veterinary attention immediately. Additionally, be sure that you have all necessary supplies on hand at home so that you are prepared in case of an emergency. It's also helpful to know some basic techniques for treating minor injuries and illnesses at home. For example, if your dog has a cut or scrape on their skin, clean the wound with warm water and mild soap before applying antibiotic ointment and covering it with a bandage. You should also keep an eye out for signs of infection such as redness around the wound site or discharge from the area. Finally, make sure that you stay up to date on vaccinations and regular checkups with your veterinarian so that any potential health issues can be caught early on before they become more serious problems down the line. Main idea number 16. Caring for a puppy is an important responsibility that requires dedication and commitment. As puppies are still developing, they need to be provided with the right nutrition, exercise, socialization, and training in order to grow into healthy adult dogs. It is also essential to provide them with a safe environment where they can explore without fear of harm or danger. When it comes to feeding your puppy, it's important to choose high-quality food that meets their nutritional needs. Puppies should be fed 2 or 3 times per day until they reach adulthood. Exercise is also key for puppies. Regular walks and playtime will help keep them physically fit as well as mentally stimulated. Socializing your puppy from an early age is very important too. Introducing them gradually to other people and animals will help ensure that they become confident adults who are comfortable around others. Training should begin at an early age too. Teaching basic commands such as sit and stay will help you establish yourself as the leader of the pack. Finally, providing plenty of love and attention is essential when caring for a puppy. This helps create strong bonds between you both, which can last throughout their lifetime. Main idea number 17. Caring for a senior dog is an important responsibility. As dogs age, their needs change, and it's up to us as pet owners to ensure that our senior canine companions are comfortable and secure in their environment. This means providing them with the right nutrition, exercise, mental stimulation, medical care, and socialization. It's also important to recognize any changes in behavior or physical health that may indicate a problem. Senior dogs can be more prone to certain illnesses such as arthritis or diabetes, so regular checkups with your veterinarian are essential. Additionally, you should provide plenty of opportunities for your senior dog to get out and about, whether it's going on walks or visiting the park, as this will help keep them active and engaged. Finally, don't forget about the emotional side of caring for a senior dog. They need just as much love and attention from us humans. Spend time playing games together like fetch or tug of war, give lots of cuddles, take them on car rides, let them sleep next to you at night. These simple acts can make all the difference when it comes to keeping your elderly pup happy. Main idea number 18. When it comes to choosing the right dog for you, understanding the different breeds of dogs is essential. Different breeds have distinct characteristics that can make them better suited to certain lifestyles and needs than others. For example, some breeds are more active and require more exercise, while other breeds may be calmer and need less physical activity. It's important to research each breed thoroughly before making a decision on which one is best for you. Consider factors such as size, energy level, grooming requirements, health issues common in the breed, temperament traits like friendliness or aggression toward strangers or other animals, and any special needs that come with owning a particular type of dog. The Dog Bible, Everything Your Dog Wants You to Know by Tracy Hotchner, provides an excellent resource for learning about different dog breeds. It covers topics such as breed history and characteristics, how to choose the right breed, nutrition, training tips, healthcare advice, behavior problems, safety concerns, travel tips with your pet, activities you can do together, and much more. Main idea number 19. Adopting a dog can be an incredibly rewarding experience. Not only do you get to provide a loving home for a pet in need, but you also get the chance to form a strong bond with your new companion. When adopting, it is important to understand the needs of adopted dogs and ensure that they are provided with all the necessary care and attention. This includes providing them with proper nutrition, exercise, socialization opportunities, and plenty of love. It is also essential to create a safe and secure environment for your adopted dog. This means making sure that their living space is free from hazards such as sharp objects or toxic substances. Additionally, it's important to establish clear boundaries so that your dog knows what behaviors are acceptable and which ones aren't. By taking these steps when adopting a dog, you can help ensure that they will be happy and healthy in their new home. With patience and understanding on both sides of the adoption process, you can look forward to many years of companionship with your beloved pup. Main idea number 20. Responsible ownership is about more than just providing your dog with food and shelter. It's about understanding their needs, both physical and emotional, and meeting them in a way that ensures they are happy and healthy. This means taking the time to learn about your breed of dog, as well as their individual personality traits, so you can provide them with the best possible care. It also involves making sure that your pet has regular veterinary checkups to ensure they remain healthy. Additionally, it's important to make sure that your pet is properly socialized by introducing them to other animals and people in a safe environment. Finally, responsible ownership requires providing plenty of exercise for your pup. This could be anything from daily walks or runs to playing fetch or going on hikes. By being a responsible owner, you will not only help keep your pup healthy but also create an even stronger bond between you two. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.